There we go. Excellent. Well, it's great to see all of you. David and Olivia, great to see you. Everyone else, thank you for holding up this side of the church over here. That's great. Very good. I want to share something of a little different kind with you this morning than what we usually do. During September, the vestry did a listening project and tried to reach everybody in the congregation. Of course, we didn't reach absolutely everybody. There's still some haven't been interviewed. But nonetheless, it was quite a good number, and the answers were very encouraging and very helpful. And those who weren't able to do it, please still try to arrange for that interview and get your answers in, because we were looking forward to that. It's just a great thing. We asked you different things about your experiences here at St. Francis over the years. And that was just a wonderful thing to happen, and to see the answers that came in and to share in that way. The four vestry members each had one group of people, of about seven or eight, depending on, your math and all that. And as the results came back from the interviews, there were two themes that occurred in each and every group repeatedly about what do we value the most at St. Francis? Where do we feel the most life? That sort of thing. And this will be no surprise to anyone. The music and the fellowship. Those are the two things we prize the most. Many of us are drawn here either by the music or by the fellowship. If we're drawn by the music, we come to love the fellowship. If we're drawn by the fellowship, we come to love the music. They kind of weave together in that very high level of what we value together. And that's just a wonderful thing. And it means a few things to us, and that's what I want to share with you today. I also want you to know we're not quite done with the listening project. I mean, other people may send in responses. We kind of think they'll be more or less the same. And there's also some things that we'll learn as we have that we want to take a close look at, maybe shift or change in one way or another. And that's an excellent thing to do in every way. But we also want to take a look at it and see where God is prompting you and make the way for that to happen. So let's see what this is about, how that might work. One of the phrases in the reading today that Richard read just a few minutes ago near the end is this: rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, and so forth. Now, maybe you've heard other sermons on this particular phrase elsewhere. I hope I haven't ever said anything like what I'm just going to point out. If I have, please forgive me and forget that I ever said that. Ask God to take it out of your mind. But often this phrase is, speaking the truth in love means I go up to somebody and make sure they get corrected. And a lot of times, people who've heard that kind of teaching, they'll go up to somebody and say, hey, speaking the truth in love, you are a creep, or whatever it is they're going to say. This is not what's going on with this section of Scripture or anything. I mean, if somebody offends you, Jesus says to go and take care of that, and there's various steps to take for that to happen, so there'll be reconciliation. Very, very important to keep in mind. So what I want to do right now is apply these two aspects of our life together to this. And there's truth for us to share about these things that we value so highly. The foundation of it is this: the music, the coming together for the praise of God, and our community, our relationships together, are gifts from God. They were in God's mind for St. Francis before there ever was a St. Francis. And God planted them into the heart of this congregation from the beginning, from before the beginning. And they will carry on through to who knows when, into eternity for us. They are from the presence of the Spirit of God that releases worship and relationship among us. It is part of who we are. It is the core of who we are. When we follow Jesus, the things that connect us most to the discipleship and rhythms of Jesus are music and relationships, worship and fellowship. That's the powerful core of who we are at St. Francis. Paul wrote in Colossians, and I'm reading from the Message translation, this section, and I think this describes us very, very well. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other. Did you get the music and fellowship thing there? Both of them? Yeah. In tune with each other. In step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using common sense. Always a good idea. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail of your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master, Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. When we live out those values, those gifts that God has put in the center of our congregation, that's where we go. That's our path. That's how it works. It's the truth about us. Now, what I want to do this morning is underline the foundation of that truth and all that it means for us. And this is the truth that we, including me, need to hear and know and walk in. And it's this. You are gifted by God. You are made in the image of God. You are called by God. You have the love of God to share with others. You welcome others the way that God has welcomed you. You sing to the Lord because God has gifted you to sing in great worship and praise. And you will extend the kingdom of God with praise and with joyful welcome. That is the core and center of the truth of St. Francis Episcopal Church. That's what I think. I think that's what God says who we are. That's our name. It's our identity. And that's what we can build on. These are our God-given strengths. And what that means, the steps that we take is that we lead and walk in our strengths. See, the temptation is going to be, well, where are we failing? Where is it not working? What's not right? And we do that. Now, there's stuff that's not right. We've got to fix it. But the focus on our deficits, our weaknesses, will take us into our deficits. To focus on our strengths will build us more and more into the likeness of Christ, into the community that we're called to be, a community of welcoming and healing that God desires for us to be, a way that we express and show what the kingdom of God is like. When we keep building our strengths, a lot of the places that are weak become strong. It's just the way that things work in the kingdom of God. They do it in a lot of other places too that way. It's a very powerful way to go. Now, what I want to point out something about where we are right now that shows a bit of how strong we are as a congregation, because we are very, very strong. We're stronger than we know. Now, as you know, we're getting through a pandemic, not quite through it yet. Soon, I hope, but not quite through it yet. And it's been a long time. And in that long time, as we start gathering together in this situation, our average attendance is down by about one third of what it was in pre-pandemic levels. I mean, we're still a small church. Pre-pandemic, we were a small church. Today, we're a small church, but it's down one third. Now, I'm not saying that we're better than anybody else, but many, many churches in America, I mean, a majority of churches in America, their attendance is down one half to two thirds. It's not because we're bitter, but we have a strength that God has given us. And it's not that God hasn't given other places other strengths, but we have this one. And this is who we are. And we stand in it and we're strong in it. I also want to point out our giving has not gone down one bit. Our income this year is very, very good. I mean, maybe things will bottom out and we'll lose everything. I don't know. But today, it's good, and we are projected to have more income at the end of the year than what we budgeted. It's because this church, St. Francis Episcopal Church, is a strong church in the praise and worship of God and in the unity of Christ. That's who we are. Building on that is what God is asking us to do. That's a very powerful thing. See, because we don't have some things, doesn't mean anybody's going to come shut us down or tell us we can't meet or anything like that. And because we don't have some groups of people that we feel would be great to have, doesn't mean we're going to die. It means we are strong in who we are today. And we can keep walking in that and growing in that and grow into things that we don't even imagine this morning that will be coming as we grow in what Jesus has given us. The future ahead of us is the Spirit of God working through our joyful welcome, inviting people into the family that praises the all-merciful, loving God. That's the future that we have. Those are the things that have been flowing through the life of St. Francis from the beginning and will keep flowing as we go on. Everybody okay? All right. What about each of us? Well, as I mentioned, most recently there's been a pandemic, as you know. And it's gone on a long time. And what that means is that we have changed, the culture around us has changed, and it's changed more than we realize it has changed. And things about us have changed, about St. Francis have changed. Now, just to keep reminding you, two things don't change, and probably more, but these two, which are the things we highly value, our praise of God through the music that we have and our fellowship together and the relationships we have in Christ, they remain the same no matter what. However, these are some things that have changed. A year ago, fall of last year, we stopped doing anything about pursuing missional communities, and not because of the pandemic. And we could have organized in smaller groups around the missional communities that we'd had, but that wasn't going to happen. We didn't want to go there. Was fine with me, I haven't lost any sleep over that at all. It's just, where are we? What's God doing? What's happening among us? And that was not one of it. At our annual parish meeting in February, I shared how we would not be pursuing missional communities any longer as a way for ministry to be practiced among us at St. Francis, and that we would go further, identifying Jesus as the one who says yes and amen to whatever God is doing among us, that what God wanted to put in our hearts is what we would focus on and raise up in whatever form it takes. And a group of us read the book, Just Say Yes, which is about how that works. And there are some of us around who are ready. If God tells you to do something and you say, I want to do this, there's people present in this room right now who are ready to say, that's beautiful. How can we make sure that it happens? How can we get a team around that if needed? How can we find money to do that if needed? See, we're following Jesus and we want to say yes. That's where we are. Now, that's a bit of an odd place, because it means we're listening to God to see what God's going to put among us and then following that, instead of going to seminars, reading books, talking to other people and saying, well, what works with you? Maybe it'll work with us. You know, importing things. What has God planted within us? What's growing because we have received the gifts of praising Him with the music that we have and coming together in fellowship and desiring that, protecting it and building it? That's where we are. And that's where we are as we come through a pandemic. And that'll open up things we've never imagined. And we'll take some first steps. In November, as you know, in most churches, particularly denominational churches like ours, November is stewardship time, which means that's when I and maybe the vestry figures out some way to ask you to make a financial pledge. I'm kind of thinking, I'm not going to do this, but I'm kind of thinking on any given year I could just say up, I get up and say, please make a pledge. And then we just move on from that and we don't have to do anything else, buy brochures or anything like that. But there's a little more to it, as I've shared with you over the years. What you give is what Jesus asks you to give. And we've done that. I'll remind you of that later, but we're not going to press your guilt button, send the God Squad to your house, or do anything like that. So what does Jesus want you to give? And we'll spend the rest of the year helping you get into the position where you can hear what Jesus is asking you to do. And it's the same with where we are now. What kind of things does God want St. Francis to do together and in the community? Whatever it is Jesus is asking you to do, that's what we want to do. And it's not just, you know, me, the vicar, coming up with ideas to see if you like them or not. It's what's God prompting you to do. In fact, there's not much else I can do, really. You know, as you know, I'm half-time at 20 hours. And the stuff I do now, it takes 20 hours. You know, getting ready for Sunday, writing a sermon, getting the bulletins together, this and that, working with the director of music, others, the vestry, preparing the vestry meeting, other meetings that I got to do, keeping us connected to the diocese, answering emails, making some phone calls, this and that. It takes 20 hours. And if I were to go past that, if I were to do just more than that, so that I could get things going to see if you want to do them, I would be robbing you. I would be stealing from you the things that Jesus wants to ask you to do. So this is what will happen. I've talked about it with the vestry. We're say, yes, let's do that. Recognizing that Jesus builds the church through all of us in whatever way is chosen. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. And we'll look for that answer around the end of November when it's time for pledges. And we'll ask you to make a financial pledge. But I'm going to also ask you this. If God gave you the ability to do anything here at the community of St. Francis, especially through music or fellowship, whatever it might be, but if God gave you the ability and the prompting to do anything here at St. Francis, what would it be? Think about that. Pray about that. I'm going to ask you again when it comes time to formally ask for a pledge, and that would be part of your pledge. Now, if you don't have a specific thing, that's okay. Somebody else probably will, and you might be the one to join in and help them with that. It's that it comes up from among us, not from the outside. If God gave you the ability to do anything at St. Francis, what would it be?
If we have suggestions, like I've thought of a few things since we had our interview, which was recently. Do you want emails before November?
I'm happy to hear them at any time. Except right at this moment. Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah, let me know. Let me know. Or let a vestry person know. Or let another person know. It's God coming up. Remember, we're not looking to fix what we think is wrong. We're not looking to make up what we think is our deficit. We're not looking to find the kinds of people we don't have. We're looking for what God is telling us. This is what I want you to do. So Libby or anybody else, if your suggestion is what God is asking you to do, and you think he's given you the ability to do it, I want to hear it. I want to know what it is, because I want to help you do that. Oh, no, we're still going to have the work day at the end of October. You know, that's still going to happen. Right? So keep that in mind, too. We're not going to just stop doing stuff that needs to be done. But we're going to pursue the things that God is putting in our hearts. All right, would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing among us. We thank you for the things that you desire to see. We thank you for the church you're building here. We ask that you would continue to build it and continue to make it strong. Continue to draw us into praise and worship. Continue to draw us into community so that your name would be glorified in this area through us. Amen.